We're ready to go. We've got one little run down to Kincardine for the drop off the Kids Day prizes yet today, and then we're ready to sail.
Yeah, you've got thousands of dollars, literally thousands of dollars in prizes, and Kids Day, Seniors Day, when and where and what's going on with those?
Our Seniors Days are Wednesday, July 27th and Wednesday, August 3rd. The Kids Day is Saturday, July 30th. Registration starts at all four-way stations at 11 a.m. And we're going to let the kids fish from noon till 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, they'll come back to the way station, and every child, regardless of whether they catch a fish or not, will go into a raffle with a chance to win a brand-new bicycle.
Isn't that great? A lot of fun for a kid on a summer day.
Absolutely. And registration's free for the children.
Mike, what are you seeing in terms of the fish that have been caught leading into the Derby?
Well, the ones that are being caught are very healthy, and the numbers haven't been really super great over in the main basin, but in the last week I've been out four times, and I'm starting to see an awful lot of bait. So I imagine the fish are right behind them, and I just got a text message. There's two young guys out right now, just out in front of my place. They got two nice salmon. They're probably, I don't know, 8-9 pounds each. So there's definitely fish being caught, that's for sure. And on the Georgian Bayside, Wyerton and Lion's Head is on fire.
Should mention, yes, it's not only Lake Huron, but it's Georgian Bay as well. And the way stations at Kincardine, Sogging Shores, Wyerton at Lures and Lines, and Highway 6 North, Wilson Home Building Center is a way station.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what's going to win the Derby this year? What's your anticipated weight for salmon and your anticipated weight for trout?
I think the salmon is going to go 28 plus, and the lake trout, I think if you're going to take home first prize, you're going to have to be over 30 pounds.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah, they're catching some monster lake trout.
$7,500 too for first place for the trout, and $15,000 first place for salmon, and
absolutely,
and daily hidden weight prizes and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and then we also have a special prize of $500 cash for the largest rainbow and $500 cash for the largest brown trout this year. So,
wow.
Lots of chances to win.
How much are the tickets to get in?
$35 for a single and $80 for a group ticket. And the group ticket has replaced the traditional family ticket, meaning all we need is two adults in the boat. They do not have to be related. They can be friends. They can be family. They could be enemies. And then
could be Paul and I.
Yeah. And then up to six children under the age of 17 can be in that boat. So everybody can have a last name. They do not have to live in the same residence. And that has really taken off. Two of the outlets, we sold out of the group tickets. I just didn't anticipate that it would be such a hit.
Yeah.
So, but you're still able to purchase them online, and there's still a few outlets with them.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Finally, Mike, before we let you go this morning, what are you anticipating in terms of numbers for your Derby? What will be your registration be at, do you think?
We're hoping now that we're back, you know, with the restrictions lifting and stuff like that, we're hoping to be back at pre-COVID levels. So in between 1,500 and 2,000 entrances is what we're anticipating. So I think there's a lot of pent-up desire to get out there and fish, so, you know, we may even see a slight uptick. Who knows?
All right. Starts at midnight tonight, goes to the 7th of August. Be listening for the Old Fish Finder. He's going to have reports here on CFOS for us.
Yeah, and we'll check in with you again, Mike, as the Derby unfolds, and get a recap as well.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, really Mike. Appreciate it, Mike.
Take care.
Have a great day.